Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Joel, we finished chapter 1. So, follow along as we start Joel chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 today. Foundation for the Bible stands. This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready today as we get back into the book of Joel, chapter 2. And we finished chapter 1 last time. Today, starting out this chapter, and we're going to spend a few weeks here now in these first two verses of Joel chapter 2. There's a lot to be said right here. Now, before we get into it, let me ask you to do a couple of things. Number one, call some friends. Ask them to begin listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. It comes on at this time each day in your area. And so I hope that you will do that. And then the second thing that I would like to point out is our website. Now, our announcer gives that to you at the conclusion of each day's broadcast. And that website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. That's CENTRAL. BAPTISTOCALA.ORG. And that'll take you to our main page of our website for Central Baptist Church, the home of the Lamp and Light Radio Ministry. Then, if you look down the left side there, you'll see some columns there. You'll see the left side. And as you just scroll down just a little bit on that page, you'll see Dr. Andy Bloom booklets. These are booklets that I've written for my church. They're not something you'll find in the bookstores. We haven't tried to sell them. As a matter of fact, we offer them to you free. I recently ran into a pastor that I'd given him some time ago, a booklet on Israel that I had written. And he said, wow, he said, how much do those cost? I said, they're free. You just go to my website and you can download them. And he was using them for Sunday school lessons at his church. And so I believe I have 8 on there presently. One is Biblical Church Structure. And that's one that talks about the government of the church and things of that nature. And so tells you about the pastor, the deacon, a little bit about the history. A book that probably every pastor, every deacon should read. Building Blocks. We always recommend Building Blocks for new converts, new believers. We teach it in our church to our new members. And then the next one is Church Fellowship. As a matter of fact, we're teaching that again in our church, even as you're listening now to this broadcast. We are teaching this booklet in our Sunday school classes. All of our adult classes are studying church fellowship. And oh, I tell you what, every Bible-believing church should be taught this booklet. It's filled with a questionnaire for you to answer questions at the end of each chapter. I would encourage you to get it. Then we have In the Way They Should Go. This is a booklet on child rearing. And it talks about people that have had children that they... Well, we had them in church, we had them in a Christian school, we read the Bible, they grew up and they went astray, and maybe one's become a homosexual, maybe one's a drug addict and something else, and you're wondering, we thought we kept them sheltered and we kept them in the house of the Lord. What happened? And then people throw Proverbs 22:6 in your face, train them up in the way they should go. When they are old, they will not depart from it. And boy, you can have no comfort because of the things they have said to you about that. Well, that may not be exactly what that verse means. So I hope that you'll read that booklet. It's brought comfort to a lot of parents who have had wayward children who tried to raise them right. I've already mentioned the booklet on Israel. Why should a Christian, why should churches love the nation of Israel? We can't endorse things they do over there, but to love the nation of Israel, why should we? Well, you read this booklet. Then another booklet is Married or Single. Emulate Christ. And my goodness, we look at the single, we look at the wife, we look at the husband, we look at the children. And so each one in their relationship as they are to reflect the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is a little bit different than a series you'd usually see either on the home or the family or something of that nature. And then another booklet is Teach Us to Pray. And I've used this booklet to help our people on learning how to pray for their pastor, how to learn to pray for fellow church members, how to pray for one another, how to pray for deacons, how to pray for your Sunday school teachers, and on down the line. And so I hope that you will look at that. It'd be a great help to your church, at least to find out how to pray for your pastors. And then finally, Turning Souls to Righteousness. This is a booklet on how to lead a soul to Christ. So I hope that you will get into that booklet and allow it to teach you in the way to lead a soul to Jesus Christ. So these are all on our website, and you can go there and download them free. They're in PDF file, so let me encourage you to do that also. And you can read it online. Either way, you can print it out or read it online. It's free for you. Now also, we keep our sermons on our website. We've been doing this since 2006. Right now, with radio and my Sunday sermons, I would say that I have personally about 3,400 or more of my own sermons on there, besides other sermons others have preached here at Central Baptist. And you can also listen to our radio station at the website. You can get the Plan of Salvation. I would encourage you that I've got it, the Plan of Salvation, on our website, where I actually go through the Plan of Salvation. It's audio, and you can burn it to a disc. You know how to do that on your computer? Burn it to a disc and share it with others. You can download the sermons. They're free to download. You can email those sermons. Click onto a sermon and burn it to a CD or however you want to do it. Send it to others. Ask them to listen. So I hope that you will just take advantage of those opportunities through the Lamp and Light Radio Ministry. We want to be a help to you. We want to be a help to your local church, your pastor, but especially we want to honor and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I hope that you have your Bibles ready. We're in Joel chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Now I'm going to start out just simply by reading those first two verses, and then we're going to spend a lot of time on these first two verses over the next few weeks. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people and strong, there hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. Now here, our text refers to the day of the Lord, which is the second reference now in this book of Joel. I believe that there'll be five references in all in these three short chapters. I believe this is a continuance from chapter 1, where it seems to direct our attention to how it affects God's people. Chapter 2 is looking at its effect on the world. And it's kind of like what we find in 1 Peter. When God is getting ready to judge, we find out in chapter 4 and verse 17, judgment begins at the house of God. A lot of people today in our country, in the United States, are looking for some kind of a judgment on America. Something's going to happen. Well, judgment begins at the house of God. In our entertainment-based religion, our narcissistic preachers, this is going to be something that will bring out the judgment of God upon it. Well, the plague of locusts in chapter 1 destroyed much of the land. The crops, just about the time they were ready to be harvested, were devastated. There are no grapes, no grain. And it seems on top of that, a drought has hit the land. It affects farmers, shepherds, and the economy in general, because in that day they were an agrarian society. The phrase, Day of the Lord, seems to take us over the periods of centuries to looking to the last days in which we live and the days to follow, to which we refer to as the tribulation period. So as we consider this, first see the wrecking of nature in the day of the Lord's wrath. Now, again, this takes us back to chapter 1 and what happened there. Chapter 1, this day had come upon them as, verse 15 says, from the Almighty. And it was. This judgment is upon them for their overlooking the obedient walk with God. Once the temple and most of the worship began to take on a worldly flavor, the anger and wrath of God is stirred. And in time, God judges His people. Now, this is something that is also corroborated in Revelation 3:19, verses 5 through 11. There we find that the Lord says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 11, He says that He chastens and scourges His children. And that idea of scourge is to flog with a whip. And He says, if you're without chastisement, you are not one of His. God does chasten His own people, those who are His own people. In the Old Testament, in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11 and 12, it says, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loveth, He correcteth. Even as the Father, the Son, in whom He delighteth.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus. Bible class.